This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 152, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 152, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. My name is Richard Taylor and I'll be your Roots Rock guide for the next hour or so. If you care to, you can email richard@rrradio.com. It's amazing how during some years not much seems to change in the world, and other years a lot changes. 2011 so far has ushered in quite a few world-changing events, and the year is not over yet, although we can see 2012 right around the corner. Around Roots Rock Radio headquarters, I'm finally finishing up the annual leaf cleanup, which typically occupies my weekends for about 2 months during the fall. The good thing this year is that the leaves dropped earlier than usual, which enables a final cleanup by Thanksgiving. Also, the first two cords of firewood have been delivered and stacked, getting ready for the wood-burning stove. The next Roots Rock Radio show will be the annual Roots Rock Radio Christmas show, full of Roots Rock Christmas and holiday songs. So the Rolling Stones are regrouping in December for a jam session. Keith Richards has revealed that it won't be just him, Charlie Watts, Ron Wood, and Mick Jagger. He said, "I was going to ask Bill Wyman to come by, and Mick Taylor too." So 2012 will be the Rolling Stones' 50th anniversary year. When asked what the band has in store, Keith responded, "I want to pull it off. That, at the moment, is my task." 50 years together, that's absolutely amazing for a rock band. I also read that the Bangles have a new album. It's called Sweetheart of the Sun. That's their first studio album in 8 years. Here's some dates in rock and roll history. 1955, that song that changed popular music history, Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his Comets, went to number one on the UK singles chart. The song was used under the opening credits of the film Blackboard Jungle. The song entered the charts 6 times until 1974. 1955, Bo Diddley appeared on the Ed Sullivan television show. The show had requested that he sang his version of 16 Tons. But when he appeared on stage, he sang his own song, Bo Diddley, and that resulted in him being banned from further appearances on the show. 61, Bob Dylan started recording his debut album over 2 days at Columbia Recording Studios in New York City. In 1976, Paul Simon hosted NBC Saturday Night Live, where he performed live with George Harrison on Here Comes the Sun and Homeward Bound. Paul McCartney and John Lennon were both in New York City watching the show on television. In 1955, RCA Records purchased Elvis Presley's recording contract from Sam Phillips at Sun Records for an unprecedented sum of $35,000. 1899, the world's first jukebox was installed at San Francisco's Palais Royal Hotel. And in 1974, the Rolling Stones scored their fifth number one album with It's Only Rock and Roll. In 1972, Chuck Berry had his only number one single in the U.S. What was the name of his single? The answer, later in the show. Here's a reason not to make people in IT angry. In July 2008, the mayor of San Francisco walked into a jail cell with a specific mission of talking with one man in prison there. The man had the passwords to a system that controls every network in San Francisco, which only he knew. He was the one who created it and the one who locked everyone out. He had worked in the city as a computer engineer for about 5 years before he learned he was about to get fired. So he decided to take some insurance policies on his employment. He modified the networked system he had helped develop from the ground up, which controls everything from the mayor's email account to police records to inmate bookings, and changed it so only he could access it. When his employers asked him for the codes, he refused to give them up and was arrested. The city set a bail of $5 million, five times more than a murder defendant. The mayor later admitted that San Francisco was in peril because they were locked out of the network. The city spent nearly $1.5 million desperately trying to regain access and failing. After 12 days of sitting in a jail cell, he finally agreed to give out the passwords. First up, Mr. Terry Anderson and the Olympic ass-kicking team. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Came by that morning and put a smile on being so sly. I've had it up to here with your god-awful lies. And I know it, feel it, that will be back one more time. It's so hard to catch my breath and make an impact with you.
We just heard from Spanking Charlene from their forthcoming new CD. We heard the tune Canarsie on the web, spankingcharlene.com. Before that, we heard High on Stress from their latest CD, highonstressband.com. Before that, we heard from R. Mutt. We heard his tune Fighting on the web, myspace.com, R. Mutt Band, M-U-T-T. And opening a set, we heard from Mr. Terry Anderson and the Olympic Ass-Kicking Team. We heard their tune, Gambled and Lost. On the web, myspace.com, Olympic Ass-Kicking Team. Here's some dates in rock and roll history. In 1976, the band made their final performance, documented by the movie The Last Waltz. Martin Scorsese filmed the event. In 67, the promotional film of the Beatles' Hello Goodbye was aired on the Ed Sullivan Show in the U.S. It was never shown at that time in the U.K. due to a musicians' union ban on miming, lip-syncing. 1968, Cream played their farewell concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London. In 1973, the New York Dolls made their live U.K. debut at the Rainbow Room in London. So there are not that many famous people that I would sincerely miss. There are only a few famous people that I remember the moment I heard of their death. JFK and John Lennon are two that spring to mind. And now there is another, Steve Jobs. I was introduced to Apple right around the time that Steve Jobs was making his return to Apple. At that time, digital nonlinear video editing was in its infancy, and I was beginning to learn it. A decision had to be made, Mac or PC. I used a PC in video editing class, and it was troublesome, jerky video, constant crashes, and all sorts of problems. So when I bought my first computer, it was a Macintosh. It was a beige G3 loaded with Premiere for the Mac. That was before Adobe dropped support for the Mac platform. And ever since, my computer journey has been with Steve Jobs at the helm. In 1997, 10 years after Apple corporate shark attacked him, he returned and snatched Apple from the jaws of bankruptcy. Apple, the company, had over 10 years to be successful without him and completely failed. The first thing Steve Jobs did when he returned to Apple was get rid of beige computers. His first major product was the original Bondi Blue iMac. His second was the iPod. Podcasts like the Roots Rock Radio Show are possible because of the iPod. There were MP3 players years before the iPod, yet MP3 casting is nowhere to be found. It took something more than an MP3 player to inspire something like podcasting. It took the iPod. I remember when I started the Roots Rock Radio Show. About 6 months later, iTunes started supporting podcasting. That made a huge jump in the numbers of listeners. I remembered how honored I was when Apple gave out awards the first year of podcasting to 52 shows at that time, 52 out of thousands. And Roots Rock Radio was included that first year, celebrating the anniversary of podcasting. From Walter Isaacson's biography of Steve Jobs. He said, I remember sitting in his backyard in his garden one day and he started talking about God. He said, sometimes I believe in God, sometimes I don't. But ever since I've had cancer, I've been thinking about it more. And I find myself believing a bit more. Maybe it's cause I want to believe in an afterlife. That when you die, it doesn't just all disappear. The wisdom you've accumulated, somehow it lives on. Then he paused for a second and he said, yeah, but sometimes I think it's just like an on-off switch. Click and you're gone. And that's why I don't like putting on-off switches on Apple devices. Well, now he knows for sure. The middle of the road was not Steve Jobs' life path. He had an unflinching vision that few have. Goodbye, Steve. Thanks for all that you did. The world changed. I won't ever forget. This one's for you, Steve. Next up, the Del Lords. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Get stuck these days at 8:30. Waited for good fortune to come to me. Waited till I couldn't stand my own company. My friend said there's gold in the hills out west. Thought I'd put that old notion to the test. They said be careful man, the sun don't rise, it sets. Maybe that's funny to you. It's just a matter of trying. It's just a matter of crying. It's just a matter of lying to yourself and everybody else. Now I'm a stranger where I've been times before, but nothing much scares me anymore. A bullet through the heart of the city of my birth, target on my back everywhere I go on this earth. And I know I'll never go home anymore, and what I'd find I'm not really sure. Often in the storm in the land of setting sun, how can I explain this to you? It's just a matter of trying. It's just a matter of crying. It's just a matter of lying to yourself and everybody else. Heaven, I leaving behind the human stain. And yes, I carry a few regrets, none of which I will never forget. But I love a woman and she loves me right back. My songs are my lantern, my dreams are my map. Another chapter in the big book of me. Who knows how this story ends? It's just a matter of trying. It's just a matter of crying. It's just a matter of lying to yourself. It's just a matter of trying. It's just a matter of crying. It's just a matter of lying.
Sets at the end of a bar.
there's no one who cares where you are. And I piss in the alley and remember where I parked the car. And I've been to the place where no one's got nothing to say. My mouth right in chest, there's no way that my ass can pay. I can't sleep for the things that I know I have done. And my flesh crawls the first rays of the new morning sun. I've been sitting on idle against my will, 'cause time's been holding me down. I turn the clock and back to try to make up an hour, but the world won't play along. Shadow in a hotel mirror at 7 a.m. But the towel won't wash on me in the shower. I'm the fast hair losing to the tortoise again. But now, hey, I'm just one in a billion. But Lord knows that I'm one of a kind and hard. Times, they get to me late. But until then, I'll just
we just heard the Chris Weaver Band. We heard Standing in Line. Before that, we heard Miss Gina Villalobos, Face on the Sheets. Before that, we heard from Von Gray. We heard Make Some Noise. Before that, we heard Go to Blazes with New Morning Sun. And opening the set from the new Del Lords CD Under Construction, we heard Silver Lake. Some dates in rock and roll history. In 1966, the Beatles get together for the first time since their return from the summer tour of the United States, ready to record a new album. The first song selected for recording is John's Strawberry Fields Forever, which will end up not on the album, but on the Beatles' next single. The day's session is devoted entirely to Strawberry Fields Forever. In 65, Harrods department store in London is closed to the public, so the Beatles could do their Christmas shopping. I've been to Harrods a few times. It's in Knightsbridge. It's a multi-floored department store. They'll have a butcher on one floor and furs and diamonds on another floor. And the last time I was there, I think it cost £1 to use the restroom. However, the restroom was exquisite. It had an attendant and everything looked like it was gold. In 68, the Beatles' double white album was released to the U.S., featuring Oblah Dee, Oblah Da, Dear Prudence, Helter Skelter, Blackbird, Back in the USSR, and George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. The album spent 101 weeks on the U.S. charts, peaking at number one. In 76, the Sex Pistols released the single Anarchy in the U.K. It peaked at number 38 on the U.K. charts. In 74, John Lennon made his last ever concert appearance when he joined Elton John on stage at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Lennon performed three songs, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, I Saw Her Standing There, and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. In 1955, Carl Perkins recorded Blue Suede Shoes at Sun Studios in Memphis. The rock and roll classic became a U.S. number 2 and U.K. number 10 hit for Perkins in 56, and has been covered by many acts, including Elvis Presley and John Lennon. Some recent visitor activity at Roots Rock Radio, rrradio.com. Sunnyvale, California, Toronto, Ontario, League City, Texas, Japan, Delta, British Columbia, Canada, Elgin, Illinois, Dallas, Texas, Manila, Philippines, Columbia, Maryland, Painesville, Ohio, Warsaw, Indiana, Paris, France, Oslo, Norway, Craiova, Romania, New Orleans, Louisiana, Mesa, Arizona, Baltimore, Maryland, University of Maryland at Baltimore, Western Finland, Arlington, Texas, Marina Del Rey, California, Los Angeles, Utica, New York, Baltimore, Maryland again, Marysville, Ohio, High Point, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Mexico, Denmark, Bayern, Germany, Toscana, Italy, Tempe, Arizona, Parana, Brazil, London, UK, Tokyo, Japan, Boston, Massachusetts, and other cities from around the globe. So what was Chuck Berry's only number one hit? It was not Johnny B. Goode. It was the novelty song, My Ding-a-Ling. Next up, the Doughboys. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
I'm like a dog in the yard. I lick my wounds, you kick so hard. I feel the pain, it makes me shake. Like all my bones about to break.
with a satin iron. Girl ain't got nothing but destruction on her mind. She's a bird, bird in the first degree. Police, this workman is killing me. It ain't the color of a lipstick, but a powder on her face. Knowledge of a weakness. Took a good look. Oh man, what a thrill. She's a bird, bird in the first degree. Police, this woman is killing me. Talk about me.
This is Vic
and Lawrence,
and we are
the Famous from San Francisco, California.
You've got it dialed in to Roots Rock Radio.
That's www.RRadio.com.
Oh, I feel sick. I'll break every bone in your body. Oh, I'm so tired. I still hear your voice late at night. Oh, I'm so mad. I curse at the TV. Change the way I think and I act. We live and breathe and dream and lie about together. Then you throw it all away. Disconnected lives can never be forever. And what's forever anyway? Together, then you throw it.
you back. I'll get you back someday. I'll get you back. I'll get you back someday. I'll get you back. I'll get you back. My thoughts have come too hot. The way my eyes see you, craving to be true. But from where I'm stood, all is jolly, jolly good. Take a piece of my head, please stop seeing red. Every time I let go, you should only know. But from where I'm stood, all is jolly, jolly good. All is jolly, jolly good. All is jolly, jolly good. All is jolly, jolly good now. All is jolly, jolly good.
We just heard The Mobs. We heard their tune Jolly Good on the web, myspace.com, The Mobs MySpace. Before that, we heard The Famous. We heard their tune, Get You Back, on the web, thefamous.net. Before that, we heard Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys. We heard their tune, She's Murder, on the web, reverendraven.com. That's courtesy of Powderfinger Promotional Agency. They sent us a lot of CDs to review. And opening the set, we heard from the Doughboys. We heard their tune, Hear Me Moan, on the web, thedoughboysnj.com. A little story from cracked.com, another reason not to make the IT staff pissed off. An employee for an Austin-based car dealership until February of 2010, when he was let go and his passwords were revoked. His former co-worker's passwords, however, were not. His job involved using a system to remotely turn off the cars whose owners were late on payments. There was a little box installed inside every car that, upon receiving a wireless signal, can disable the ignition system. He ended up disabling about 100 cars. The system can't shut down while the cars are already in movement, but they could be shut down when they were stopped. It took 2 days for the Texas Auto Center to figure out what was causing this. In the meantime, people missed work, missed school, and had to spend money on tow trucks because of an IT guy. Pete Townsend has told of the moment Roger Daltrey once punched him so hard he lost his memory for 2 days. The fight took place as The Who were completing work on their iconic 1973 album Quadrophenia. Roger was waiting in the studio to assist with the final mixes, but Townsend felt he already finished them. Anyway, Daltrey punched him, and he said he woke up about an hour later and his memory was gone for 2 days. Townsend told some fans recently, "I would say we made only three landmark albums, Tommy, Who's Next, and Quadrophenia." Coming up next, the Roots Rock Radio annual Christmas show. If you're in a Roots Rock band, there's still another week or so, you can send me a Christmas song for the next show. Shoot me an email, richard@rrradio.com. Let the audience know what you're up to for the holidays this year. I should have it out in about 2 to 3 weeks. make sure you check back rrradio.com. Until then, keep warm. This is Richard Taylor signing off.